Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? If you are a business person, you have stress. Think about when it started. It started the day you were born. From the day you were born, you've been under stress. Babies really don't know how to handle stress, so they cry, they act up, they throw a temper tantrum. Then the child grows into the middle years, and they are under stress, and they're sad, and they don't know how to handle it. And then there's the teenage years with all the troubles the teenagers have. Wow, you want to talk about creating stress? And even for people who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, it's the same thing. Things are coming their way. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle them. And one day, there's a flash of genius that goes through their brain. And they say, I'm going to be in business. It's easy. There's nothing to it. I'm going to have the big house on the hill. I'm going to be wealthy. I'm going to secure my retirement. I'm going to have a great car. I'm just going to just do everything I can because I've got it together. And what is there to being in business? There's nothing to it. And they go into business. And then they find out that this is one of the most stressful things that you can do. There are a lot of things pulling on you. There's employees. There's the marketplace. There's regulations. There's the bank that you have to deal with. Your insurance company. Quotas to make sure that we have enough sales. What about the P&L? Profit and loss statement. What does it look like? On and on and on and on. And we say to ourselves, oh, I can't believe how much stress I'm under. And this is one of the things, of course, that I've heard over the last 30 years working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, that they're under a great deal of stress. And that's absolutely correct. They are. But it occurred to me, why? Why are they under stress? Well, they're under stress because they really didn't take the time to either educate themselves in the problem or think it through. What is the solution to the stress? If we lose a key person, well, did we make sure that we had a backup person so if that person left, we'd be okay? If we lose a key customer, are we out there prospecting all the time, no matter if we think we have enough business or not? If we find out our location is too small, have we really thought about what it means to move to another location? Reinstalling our equipment if you're a manufacturer, get the riggers in, the moving, the disruption. There will be disruption in your business. You can expect it. You can count on it. And the only time that there will not be disruption in your business is if you do nothing. And that's stress in itself. If you want to grow your business, stress. You've got to think it through. You've got to say to yourself, what is the cause of this particular stress? What is the solution? Because usually, not always, but usually there is a solution in business to what's going on. So you go along and you're really upset about something. It's really terrible. You can't believe this happened to you. And then you're sitting there and you go, wait a minute. This is what I can do. I can solve this problem. And all of a sudden when you do that, there is no more stress at all. So always think through the problem. Don't go into panic mode. Don't go into, oh, the world is falling down. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. The business people who keep their head, the business people who are always thinking, who understand that there is always a solution to a problem. And if you find the solution, you eliminate the stress. If you just take it for face value and say this is impossible, it will be impossible. Business people who make profit, who really excel in their industry who really have financial security are the people who face their challenges right on. They don't hide from them. They don't hide under their desk. They anticipate them where they can so they don't have a problem. And when there is a problem, they find a solution. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.